5 for 50. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about an anniversary or two next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
If you go back through the MHSAA football record books, you'll find 8 individual performances which have stood the test of time. 8 performances which have been on the books for 50 or more years. The latest addition to that group came 50 years ago this week, when Holland and Muskegon Heights met in a season-opening Lake Michigan Athletic Conference contest on a rainy night at Old Riverview Park in downtown Holland. A defensive battle was the order of the day in the soggy playing conditions. The two teams only managed 337 yards between them and punted 8 times. And after all that, the Dutch saved the best for the last quarter. In fact, they saved the best for the last 2 minutes. With a minute 52 left in the game, the Tigers were driving and tried one of their 6 passes in the game, only to be intercepted for the 4th time, that's right, the 4th time, by Holland's Tom Essenberg. The Dutch took over at their own 17-yard line and mounted the only offensive scoring drive of the contest, negotiating the 83 yards of soggy turf in just over a minute, with quarterback Tom DePut scampering the last 29 yards around the end for a 6-0 lead. The drive accounted for over one-third of Holland's 222 yards in total offense for the evening. But the scoring and Essenberg weren't done yet. Forced back into the air in the closing seconds, Essenberg picked off his 5th Muskegon Heights pass of the night and returned it 37 yards for a touchdown to cap the 12-0 victory. It took 28 years for someone to match Essenberg's feat, and then another 20 years after that to tie it again. At the top of the single-game interceptions list, along with Essenberg, are Temperance Bedford's Tony Gill, who accomplished the feat against Sylvania, Ohio Northview in 1990, and Zach Brigham of Concord, who had 5 picks in a game against Athens in 2010. Essenberg would later take his athletic skills to the tennis courts at Western Michigan University, playing for a Bronco team that won the Mid-American Conference Championship in 1965. After his graduation, he coached some high school tennis at Allegan and Holland and is a past president of the Western Michigan Tennis Association. He's a businessman today in West Michigan and still active in officiating, and he's worked a number of MHSAA football finals. And Essenberg's achievement is not the only individual record in the book which celebrates a significant anniversary in 2012. Eugene Merveau of Caledonia became the first high school player ever in Michigan to return a punt for the maximum, 99 yards, in a game against Middleville 70 years ago, back in 1942. And September marks 100 years for the oldest record in the MHSAA football records book, extra point kicks in a game. Nelson Stewart of Muskegon connected on 24 of 30 PAT attempts in a 216-0 victory over Hastings back in 1912. You can check out records in Michigan high school sports by visiting the MHSAA website. Click on sports, and when you find the sport you want, click on the record book link on the left side of the page. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.